Hello, my name is Chris Sutka, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I will be talking about a very rare object that was used in the 16th, 17th, and 18th century in France. This object, the musette de cour, which directly translates to the musette court, was a popular instrument used during religious ceremonies, recreation, theater, and in the French court, particularly during King Louis XIV's reign. The de cour refers to the instrument's connections with the French court in the aristocracy of the early 17th century. Behind the significance of this instrument, there was much religious struggle in France and Europe leading up to King Louis XIV's court. The musette de cour is a short, cylindrical shuttle drone in two chalumeaux. It was a quieter tone similar to the oboe. It is blown by bellows, which is a device constructed to furnish a strong blast of air, made of African ebony, Indian ivory, silver from America, and covered with silk brocade. The instrument was extremely rare. The instrument was seen as very fashionable, appearing as a traditional instrument. The musette de cour is a musical instrument of the bagpipe family. The bagpipe dates back to the pre-Roman and Roman, and even back to the Middle East, around 1000 BC. A Greek writer and philosopher, Dio Chrysomon, wrote in the first century of a man who could play a pipe. The exact origins are unknown, however, but the usage of bagpipes spread to Europe eventually. It was not used significantly until the Battle of Pinky Clue in 1547, when the bagpipes replaced trumpets in war. It was a symbol of power, respect, and triumph. The German Hummelchen later refined the bagpipe. The best-known contributor to the bagpipe family was from the Hautater family, because he added a second chanter, which extended the instrument's range by 6 semitones. The struggle and conflict of religion in France during the 16th and 17th century were very important. In the 16th century, religious divisions troubled Europe. Originally committed to its allegiance with Romanism, John Calvin's teachings spread widely. His ideas sparked new thinking in some church officials, which later led to their converting of Calvinism. However, some people saw Calvinism as an excuse and distraction for resisting the power of the Catholic kings of France. These tensions led to the French Wars of Religion. The French Wars of Religion was a series of wars that saw civil infighting and military operations between the French Catholics and Protestants. At the time of the French Wars of Religion, King Charles IX wanted peace. He set up a wedding between his sister and the leader of the Calvinists, Henry of Navarre. Charles ordered that the Calvinist nobles that attended the wedding would be killed. Many Calvinists were killed at the time, so in fear of being killed, Henry of Navarre converted to Catholicism. He would soon be known as King Henry IV. Extreme Catholics and Calvinists hated him because he would be seen as a traitor, so an opponent killed him while he was stuck in traffic. What King Henry IV was best known for was how he ended the French Wars of Religion. In 1598, due to the Edict of Nantes, religious tolerance of the Huguenots, also known as Protestants, was guaranteed. The edict granted large measure of religious liberty to Protestant subjects. It also helped restore Catholicism where it was questioned, and also made any extension of Protestantism legally possible. On the surface, it appeared that any religious tension might have been negated. In 1685, under the rule of King Louis XIV, he revoked the Edict of Nantes, and it completely deprived the French Protestants of all religious and civil liberties. He ordered destruction of churches, closure of Protestant schools, and the expulsion of Protestant clergy. Within a few years, over 400,000 Protestants emigrated to England, Prussia, and America. It was now clear that King Henry XIV wanted Catholicism as the dominant religion in his country. Around the time of King Henry XIV's ruling is where we first see the usage of the musette de cour in his court. In the 17th century, the bagpipe was considered to be the instrument of the country folk, and it was used for feasts, weddings, and recreations. It was not until the second half of the 17th century that pastoral scenes were imported into ballets and operas, then later into the royal orchestra. The elite, including the king, usually attended these events. This later led to the musette's increasing popularity in the 18th century, amongst amateur musicians from the upper class. King Louis XIV was known to appreciate art, literature, music, and even theater. His acquired taste typically surrounded himself by the greatest artists and intellectual figures at his time. The epidemic of the musette's de cour inspired many pieces of arts and plays. For example, a famous painting called The Shepherds by Jean-Antoine Watteau depicts a man playing a bagpipe under a tree playing music while a couple dances in the woods. Watteau's art tells a story of passionate ladies and gentlemen assuming the eroticism of rural life as they dance with one another while a bagpiper provides the quote-unquote food of love. Another famous painter, Anthony van Dyck, painted a portrait of his friend playing the musette d'or. These paintings became so popular that Van Dyck started to publish work for King Charles I of England. As for theater, there would be performances at the court to entertain the king. King Louis XIV and King Louis XV developed an interest in the ancient Arcadian ideal at the royal court, and that led to outdoor events such as the Fête Champêtre or pastoral festivities. The courtiers fantasized that the shepherds in the ancient Arcadia used to play the musette. At the time, women did not typically ever play the musette d'or because it was seen as inappropriate for women to play any mouth-blown instruments. After its spike of popularity, the musette d'or fell a little out of style. It was not until the French Revolution that the musette d'or completely fell out of style, but simpler forms of bagpipes remained popular as folk instruments. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed our show this evening. Tune in next week for our podcast on the iron rolling mill painting in Germany.